Thank you very much. Hi, Jillian Gilbert.
Hello.
Heather Dean with Riptide. I'd love for you to introduce yourself and your company, Leadership by Design. Very excited that you're here at SHRM today to deliver the keynote address this morning. And we have Mike Salmon, CEO of Business Radio X in Gwinnett. But Jillian, wonderful to meet you, and we'd love to hear all about you.
Same. Thank you. It's nice to be here. Yeah, so I am from Indiana Wesleyan University, and I run their Leadership by Design Center, which is an enterprise of the university. So it's non-academic. It's meant to meet the needs of organizations in the leadership development space. So it's a really unique kind of model in higher education, because typically we attach it to professors and schools of business, but it actually is just a fundamentally helping organizations be better. So out of that, I'm also a certified facilitator in LEGO Serious Play, which is an actual method that we use to help transform businesses and organizations. And that's why I'm here at SHRM, to help advance the bigger picture of how play in the adult world can have, be meaningful and purposeful.
That is so fascinating to me. So with your modules, with your organization, do you go into corporations and guide them? And that's the enterprise? And
yes. So an organization can come and say, hey, we have a need for developing early career leaders in what it means to be a leader. And so we will customize and design a program with wraparound coaching opportunities embedded in it. And we always have non-traditional experiential methods, LEGO Serious Play, a lot of other kinds of unique techniques to help individuals decide for themselves the type of leader they want to be, but help achieve the organizational goals of having better, more effective leaders.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Do you have any kind of certain sectors that you work with? Is it the, you know, pharmaceuticals, the bios, the manufacturing?
Not really. No. It's cross-sector. I mean, where we are in based out of, it's a lot of manufacturing. And so we see a lot of need for, especially early career, new supervisors who are really capable in their craft, but not in the people side of it. But I've also done work in other states, and it really, even at the C-suite level, sometimes it's just helping the C-suite re-understand themselves and the roles they play in guiding their organization, like people strategy, or what is our actual belief about people. But my real heartbeat is that middle manager level, where they're sandwiched in between their expectations of their higher execs and these new leaders. How do we help them feel confident and equipped to really lead from a place of strength and knowledge?
And it's so hard, because that middle manager can be hired and the expectations from the upper manager will be very different, or the people skills or the culture skills. So that's like, you have a lot of work cut out for you, I'm sure.
Yes. And but it's, I mean, it's so valuable and it's so incredibly powerful. And so using non-traditional techniques to engage those concepts actually creates a space for really rich and deeper learning.
And how does that, you don't have to go through all that, but how does that non-traditional with, you know, the tools and things that you have, how does that play out? Or
so, you know, I have a fundamental belief that the answer and the knowledge is deep within people, and that sometimes we limit them coming to that understanding by how we train and develop them. Like, we tell them what is rather than creating the space for them to experience it. And sometimes when we do, like, for instance, LEGO Serious Play, we pose a really good question and we allow them to see the solution in their own space as they talk about it. And then you say, hey, this just emerged. So how does this apply now? As we've talked about this, how does this really apply in your context?
Yeah, in real time.
Yeah, so it's kind of a reverse way of saying, I may know some things, but you know a whole lot. We're just helping you make sense of what you're learning and
bringing it out.
Exactly.
That's so brilliant.
Yeah.
Mike, what thoughts and things on your mind?
I'd just like to find out what your main discussion points were this morning when you gave your keynote address.
Okay, yes. So today I introduced LEGO Serious Play, which is a facilitated thinking, communication, and problem-solving method where we use the LEGO brick as the medium to really help have meaningful conversations. So what I did today was introduce the group to what that means, because a lot of times we see Lego as a toy and we kind of put it into that's a fun icebreaker game space. But we talk about it as serious play. So we talk about it playing with purpose and playing with meaning and a desired outcome. So I took the group through activities using their Lego brick to unpack and learn for themselves what that looks like. So really what came out of it, some great feedback of like, oh, play can be serious. It doesn't have to be silly. Wow, I learned a lot about my colleagues and others I wouldn't have known any other way. And also they came out, one person was like, I was a skeptic, because you see Lego brick and you're like, oh, great. And he's like, you really changed my mind, because they saw the value of perspective sharing and using the brick to help people share their thoughts and feelings.
How can folks work with you? How does it work? Obviously, you know, have that conversation and,
yeah,
and bring out ideas and things like that. But, you know, people would love to work with you, yeah, more and more.
So. Absolutely. They can go to our website, leadershipbydesigniwu.org, and they can fill out a form or they can call me and we kind of do what we call an intake. Like, what are your challenges? What are you considering? And then we create a customized proposal depending on time, budget, and what you want to see accomplished.
Oh, yeah.
And then if it works out, then we arrange it and we go from there. So we can do anything from, you know, half day things to full on 6 month programs to longer. We can include the coaching. We have international certified coaching coaches who are ready and available. So we have all kinds of offerings. So it's just a matter of a conversation.
That is so awesome. So is this your first exhibition at SHRM? I'm sure you have a long relationship in this whole arena.
Yeah, I was at the Kentucky SHRM last year and thought it was powerful. And then this is the Atlanta. And then now it's kind of going the circuit. But I'm also connected with the Association of Talent Development and then with other pockets of keynotes and kind of different places. But really we're kind of a new enterprise within the university. And yeah, so it's really trying to get the business up and running. But it's been great so far.
Big congratulations
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much.
Where can people find out more information about the services you provide? And
yes,
give the website. And what would they find on that website?
So if they go to leadershipbydesigniwu.org, they will find our philosophy, our fundamental belief about leadership development and how we're a little bit different in the space. And then there's a services tab that says all the different services, including the Lego Serious Play service, and then a contact page and opportunities to call. And that's how they can get a hold of us.
Do you believe the advancement of technology these days is making it harder to be an effective leader? Getting people to focus, getting people to have that people-to-people relationship, it seems like it's deteriorating and harder to get people to be able to learn how to communicate as a human.
Yeah. You know, that's such a great question. We talk about like the uniquely human aspects, right, that tech can't offer. I do think that's true. But I actually think the larger challenge is the generational shifts. Mm-hmm. Because the generational shifts are actually pushing a new expectation of work and life. And so the tech is feeling severe because the older generations are learning how to keep up with it. The newer generations already have command of it.
Yeah.
And so I think it's harder because we don't know how to take command of it and still be uniquely human.
Is it going to get any better or is it going to get worse before it gets better? I mean, how do you see it playing out?
This is what I'll say. It will only get better if we start to have more foresight, meaning you can't wait for it to come to decide you're going to change the way you interact with each other. You have to have the foresight to say, this is like on the horizon for a long time. So how do we start to be more ready and build our capacity to work in this dual space rather than just waiting for it to hit us and say, oh, we'll figure it out when it comes. I think that's been the hardest part is, the uniquely human aspects of who we are has never changed. The generational shifts are pushing it and asking for a new way of learning, a new way of leading, and the cultural tide is doing that. But technology can be a great friend to that, but we shouldn't be afraid of it. So when we're afraid of it, then we don't know how to do the uniquely human. But I do think that as we look at the careers of the future, even job descriptions are going to change. And what is going to be required of leaders are more of those uniquely human things. Can we be collaborative? Can we be more problem solvers? Can we be agents of change? Much more than it has been in the past. And some of these rote job descriptions that we have are going to go away. So now is the time for us to say, if we can't do it now, we most certainly will not be ready for it 20, 30 years from now when it gets even more advanced and complicated,
right?
So I think there's hope if we have the mindset of it.
So brilliant. I look forward to continuing our conversation, Jillian. So
nice
very wonderful.
Too.
Learned a lot.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having
me. See you soon.